Welcome, everyone. I'm Carolyn Dennis. This is The Daily, and I appreciate you joining me today. Our scripture today is from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews was one of the 16 books which the Apostle Paul wrote in the New Testament, and it is so powerful, the book of Hebrews. Our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and you might be familiar with this scripture. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So it's very simple what this scripture says, that we need to have faith. Otherwise, if we don't have faith, then we don't please God. So we need to have faith that what we ask and what he said he's going to do, we believe him and that he is going to do it. So think about this. Do you have faith that the chair you're sitting is it's going to stay secure and you're not going to fall on the floor? Most likely it will. Do you have faith that the sun will come up tomorrow? That if you freeze water, that it will be ice, that if you drop something, that gravity will pull it to the ground. And you don't even think about these things. You just expect it. You know it. You know it without thinking about it. You have faith in it if you put any thought to it. So the same is true for God. You should have that kind of faith that you know, that you know, that you know, that when you talk to him and ask him for something, or if you're just standing on one of his promises, that he's going to do it, that he's going to take care of you. So it pleases him for us to have faith. So we're going to try to please him today. And then it says he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I encourage you to find some time to seek God. Be a God seeker. Run after him. Even if you can only do it when you're driving the car. Pray to the Father and seek him. Seek his heart, not his hand, and he will reward you. He promises that not only in Hebrews, but in several places in the Bible. So that's it. Have faith in God and seek him. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you again for joining me. You guys are the best friends. I appreciate your sweet blessings that you give me all the time, and I will see you tomorrow. Shalom.